Oh, fuck, Linda.
Oh my god, did someone kill her? There's blood on the desk.
No, she's fine. Let me close this portal.
Oh, thank goodness. If she were dead, I'd feel really rude taking a bite of my Hot Pocket.
Oh, she has vasovagal syncope. She didn't...
Fuck!
You do this every time. The Hot Pocket instructions tell you to let it cool for 2 minutes for a reason.
I'm death. It's not gonna kill me to eat a too hot Hot Pocket.
Yeah, it doesn't kill humans either. They just don't want to burn their tongues like you do. Every time
you two queens are really gonna argue about Hot Pockets while I'm bleeding out on your desk.
Hey, Linda.
Hey.
I'm so sorry, Linda. We were about to-
Stop making out? Yeah, that's the energy that argument was building up to.
No, that wasn't at all what we-
That's what I was thinking.
Are you okay?
I'll be fine. The bleeding stopped. What are we gonna do?
Oh, Christ!
Again? Barely any time has passed.
Hey!
You can't be trusted with this right now. I'll give it back to you when it's cooled down.
Okay.
You were saying, Linda.
Yeah. We have Kyle with us to help. What do we do now?
Kyle is gonna take us to the higher-ups.
No, I'm not.
Why?
Well, I don't know how.
How have you met with them in the past?
I haven't. I've never met the higher-ups. The highest-ranking folks I've ever met were Astaroth and Uriel.
Well, but you're death, and you've never met the higher-ups?
Baby, that's what I just said.
No, I know, but this place is all about you. It's a place for managing death. If you've never met the higher-ups...
Then who the fuck has?
Exactly. We've all met Astaroth and Uriel. They were assigned as co-managers here, so both Heaven and Hell would have a representative managing DMV operations. It's meant to make sure that everything stays above board and neither side gets to push their own agenda.
Can I have my Hot Pocket now?
No. Have you ever been in Astaroth or Uriel's office?
No. They have that whole executives-only door that they go through. There's a biometric scanner and everything.
Oh, let's find one of them and force them to let us in there. If they won't do it, we'll chop their hands off and use their detached limbs to get into the executives-only area and find out where the fuck the higher-ups are. Now that I've helped, may I please have my Hot Pocket? The cheese will congeal into a big booger if it gets too cold.
That's dark as hell.
I'm sick and twisted when I've been kept from my snacks.
I think sick and twisted might be what we need right now. You've earned your Hot Pocket back.
Yippee! Hooray!
Alrighty. With all that chaos in the DMV, I bet Astaroth and Uriel are out of their offices and trying to manage things. Let's get out of here and look for them. I think they're gonna be way too busy to worry about Kyle.
But if it seems like they're about to get you, I want you to poof right back to your dimension, okay, baby? Let's go look for Astaroth or Uriel. Kyle, you stay with me. Linda.
I'm gonna check the conference room. Astaroth and Uriel make out in there sometimes, and they don't think anyone knows. Good luck, you two.
Good call. Bring them back here if you find them. We'll rendezvous in a half an hour.
Got it.
You ready?
Can I finish my Hot Pocket first?
Oh, my God.
Hopefully not, since I turned his summoning vibrator off.
Summoning vibrator?
Yeah, it's exactly what it sounds like.
I don't know how you have such terrible timing.
Listen, Goatman. I just have a timer set to call you every 6 hours. I do what the timer tells me. You're the one going to dimensions where time is all fucky. I just addressed the entirety
of these... It's fine. It's all fine. I'm sorry. I just set my own personal teleportation record twice. And I feel like my brain has been hit by a truck. And my tum-tum is being mushed by a hydraulic press. I was thoroughly fucked up before you summoned me. I threw up! You know how hard my shit must be rocked for me to throw up the things I have swallowed and kept down.
I don't want to know about your orgies.
No. I mean goat stuff. Goat. I've eaten a can of Progresso soup.
Come on, it's not that bad.
Whole. I ate the can whole. Now, if you'll give me a second to gather myself, we can talk.
What the fuck happened?
The fuck happened is I just... Who is this?
How do you do, good sir? My name is Lupe.
The charming accent. You sound like Blanche Devereaux.
Again, I ask you, what the fuck happened?
We had to get the girls and Jaxie out of the DMV safely. I had to contract the Tooth Fairy.
The Tooth Fairy is real?
Yes, and I'm afraid she might be into some shady business. Where the fuck am I?
The workshop. Here's everything.
It's an entire duffel bag this time?
When everyone here heard that Keegan had to summon you to give you supplies, we wanted to make contributions.
The workshop also got news of Judith making demon-vampire hybrids.
They're a couple of artificer-crafted blades that should help anyone who doesn't already have a weapon to kill vampires. And really, we don't even know that the old rules for killing vampires apply anymore.
Excellent! I am one of the people in our party that lacked a suitable weapon. Many thanks.
I also made some cookies.
That's quite nice.
They're magic cookies. They'll heal anyone who eats them. Not completely heal, and it won't stop something like a mortal wound. I know it's not much,
How many should one person eat?
Why?
Dawn has likely broken a few ribs.
Oh my god.
Give her two. If she overdoes it, they're just gonna have the same side effects you'd get from eating too many normal cookies. It's not gonna unbreak her ribs, but it might fast forward her to what her ribs would have felt like in a week or so.
Better than nothing, thank you.
I've also packed something for Rita. It's wrapped up in a shirt in the bottom of the bag.
And there's blood for Sunny.
Yes, and it's like really good blood.
She's gonna feel like I did after I tried cocaine at Ren Fair.
A bunch of different witches here contributed. All kinds of witches. I feel something powerful coming off of the thermos.
I do too. That shit's lousy with magic.
She's going to need it. We've gone to Ambrosio's dimension.
Holy shit. It has to be wild.
Eerily abandoned, actually.
Let Dawn look through the backpack when you get there. There's some other stuff y'all may want to use.
Did you want to go somewhere private to remove the, dick in your butt?
No! That stays in Daddy's God-given cashmere wallet.
Gross. Oh, by the way, we just told the entire world that witches are real.
You what?
He just told the entire world that
witches... I heard him! That's enormous news you could have led with!
You were screaming about a dildo in your ass!
Fine! Just don't go tell anyone about goat demons!
There's already a cryptid called the Goatman.
Yes, I started that legend as a misdirect.
Really?
Maybe. Maybe not. Goodbye.
Oh, cashmere comes from goats. That's why his God-given wallet is made out of...
Yeah, we know.
Shh. Judith, aided by her entourage of demon vamps, teleported into Ambrosio's dimension. Most of the demon vamps immediately dispersed, presumably to comb the area for signs of Ambrosio. Beside Judith were Melnak and Razgalath, who carried her bags.
This place is deserted. Why?
As your servants have searched this dimension, they needed food. This was not a densely populated dimension before.
Good. The fewer of his acolytes to get in our way, the better. Find a place for me to stay while we're here. Take my bags. Kill anyone you find who isn't Ambrosio.
Yes, my lady.
Meanwhile, our gang of friends were distracted with a very serious problem in a nearby building where they sought cover.
Jesus Christ! Why were you bitching about Rita pooping bad when you have this place smelling like you are the one who's been eating a cheese made for dogs?
OMG, did you take my dog cheese?
Oh, you finished that, remember?
Oh, yeah. I licked it off of you.
No! No! I don't want to hear that. Mm-mm.
What am I to do about it?
Go back in time and shit further away?
There was a bathroom right there.
Right next to us!
I swear to God, I might not be evil anymore, but you make me want to...
I come bearing... Oh my God, will you stop aiming weapons at me? This is getting ridiculous!
We are in Ambrosio's dimension, Leonard!
You startled us.
Jaxie, did you eat a rectum weevil and have some diarrheas? Poor sweet boy. Millie did? Are you ill, Millicent?
Quite possibly, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't exactly have time to buy some air freshener. I never had caffeine before.
I have something in here that will help your sick butt.
How is Keegan?
He broadcasted the existence of witches to the entire world to entreat the rest of humanity into aiding us in the fight.
Holy shit.
Keegan talked to the whole world? He barfed after saying his one line in a production of Our Town in high school, and there were 80 people in that theater?
Well, it seems the young man got over his fear of public speaking. He's at the workshop with Vivian and all manner of other witches.
All manner of other witches? Are you saying that non-artificers are at the workshop?
Yes. Keegan and Vivian put out the call for aid. They're working on the demon incursion happening with the rifts on Earth, but they all wanted to lend a hand in our upcoming confrontations with Judith and Ambrosio. They've packed us some special supplies. Dawn, these are magic cookies.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
I can't be high right now, Leonard.
No. I mean actual magic.
Oh.
These should help speed up the healing of your injured rib. I've been told they won't fix them entirely, but anything is helpful. Eat a couple and see how you feel.
Oh, no.
What?
They're oatmeal raisin.
No, you hate that.
Oh, well, my darling, it's up to you. Cracked ribs or eat a couple of oatmeal raisin cookies. Which sounds worse? Are you honestly having to weigh this decision?
Fine. Ugh, I'll eat the disgusting cookie. Millie?
What?
You should eat one for your sick butt. What are you laughing about? You literally exploded a toilet.
I think that's prudent, especially because things feel like they may erupt once more.
You take one first. I'm gonna hurl if you sneak this place up again.
Fine.
Do you have any brownies in there? Or a lemon bar of some kind. Ooh, a Nanaimo bar, even. Were there Canadian witches there with Nanaimo bars?
I don't think that duffel bag is full of baked goods, baby. Canadian or otherwise.
Here we go!
You found a Nanaimo bar?
No, I... Why would I have a Nanaimo bar in here?
I manifested it.
No, darling. I found something for Sunny.
Oh, what did I get?
Would you prefer machete or a bowie knife?
Prefer for what?
Killing vampire demon hybrids.
Well, Shouldn't someone else get the thrice-blessed witch blades or whatever? I can kill vampires because I am one. I don't really need a special knife.
We don't know if you being a vampire is enough to kill these new hybrids. Even if the vampires can kill vampires, things still rings true. Wouldn't you rather destroy them with some sort of implement and not your bare hands?
I hadn't thought about that. I don't want to mess up my nails. You know what? Bowie knife, please.
A Bowie knife for the lady.
Leonard, what's that smell?
That's probably still from Millie's bathroom crime.
Oh my god, you can barely smell it anymore.
Her vampire nose can probably still smell it.
No, it's not that smell. It's a good smell. Like, really good. Something coming from that bag, it's giving me like a vampire boner.
Aw, it is! Your widow teefies are out.
Oh, yes! This thermos has the blood from several different witches who were at the workshop. Keegan said he could.
Oh, Lord!
Is it weird that this is giving me a little vampire boner, too?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, fuck me, that's good blood. Oh.
You good, baby?
It's like that one time I tried coke, but, like, better. I feel like I could, like, single-handedly beat God in a fight.
Well, that's gonna be handy, since we're about to go kill Vampire Jesus.
You sound good, little buddy. The cookies working?
Yep. They're disgusting, but it doesn't feel like I'm being stabbed every time I breathe now.
Cool. Can I have one?
Are you hurt?
No.
Then no. We need to save them. Millie, how are you feeling?
Fully recovered.
Wonderful. Dawn, now that you're feeling some better, perhaps you can educate me on why Vivian sent a thong for you?
She sent me a you mean a flip-flop, you fucking weirdo.
They are also called thongs.
It has a note attached. Gimme. I know this, Chunkla.
Why are you putting the flip-flop on your forehead?
Because I've been hit with this Chunkla before. I think this was my grandma's.
Why did they send you your grandmother's shoe?
Ah, okay. The note from Viv says that she found it in Uncle Nate's stuff. She said that it's the last of the weapons from my uncle's workshop, and she figured I could use more weapons. Funny, but I don't think I'm going to beat Judith to death with a shoe.
Anything for me in there? I'll take a useless old flip-flop.
Keegan said he packed you something.
He packed me a thing! Oh my god.
Why would my uncle be messing with
What did he send you?
Fruit snacks. And it's wrapped in a shirt that's got... It's got a little jacked oil can man on it. And it says, Loop Daddy. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Oh, there's a note on yours too.
Hey, Rita, it sounds like you've been brave enough to deserve an entire box of fruit snacks. Also, I found this vintage shirt for an oil change place at Dolly Parton a while back. I was gonna wait to give it to you at Christmas, but you died and everything. Try not to die again. Love, Keegan. He's a good boy.
Yeah. You want to make out?
Ew. Please don't.
What? I mean, yeah, but... But what? Did you hear what Keegan sent
me? What kind of artificer stuff could he have
done? No, this blood has me feeling like... I don't know. I have energy to burn, and if I don't, I might, like, freak out.
The blood gave you ADHD! Yay!
Can you lot please keep it down? I'm trying to rest.
Yeah, one sec. I need to test something.
Test what? Holy shit.
Do all chonklas do that?
No. I think my uncle artificered this into something that created a percussive blast when you build up kinetic energy with it to strike someone. Best as I can tell.
And you tested it on me? Why?
You're mostly impervious to serious harm.
Not magical. And so is Rita.
The wall isn't magical, and that probably hurt you the most. Also, I love Rita. You, I hate you.
Listen, I understand you wanted to test your Chunkla power.
That's a great name.
I know, I'm very good at naming things. I know you wanted to test your...
Well, fuck.
With all the commotion, Jaxie was the only one who noticed Melnick, one of Judith's minions, standing in the doorway.
The short lady with the gun loves shooting stuff. Move a muscle, and she'll shoot.
Lady Judith? Lady Judith, help! Help me!
Holy shit, wow. Baby, you ripped out their throat with one hand!
That was like a Mortal Kombat fatality.
I've never been able to do that kind of vampire stuff before.
Really?
Since I don't ever drink a whole human's worth in one go, I think it just makes me a little weaker. One thermos of that stuff, and I went full vampire mode.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I feel great. But we'd better get out of here. Someone had to have heard them, and... Oh, beans.
What is it, baby?
Oh, I broke a nail ripping their throat out.
Hi, welcome to the News for All podcast. If you're new here, I'm Jessup McNeil.
And I'm Tawny Hutchison. We're independent journalists investigating the latest news from a leftist lens. Our efforts are funded by you, our community.
Yeah. If you're someone who recognizes that we're living through an apocalyptic event and you want relevant information to help you make it day to day, stick around.
What's first on the weekly roundup?
This week, it's time to thank Transfem Hacker Furries. Again!
They've done it again, those angels.
The group calling themselves Transfeminenomenon.
Fun, but a mouthful.
I could say the same about my trans wife.
God, you two just remind me of how single I am. I can moan about that after the show. I keep interrupting you. Jessup, please?
Shortly after Carmilla Guire's interview, where she admits to being a literal vampire, these babes got to work hacking into the Sanguis Pharmaceuticals servers. It wasn't until that kid told the world about witches that they were successful.
Okay, I want to come back around to talk about that broadcast at the end of the show, after our guests.
Same. Let's put a pin in that. We may need to do a special episode on that.
These hackers were having trouble getting into the Sanguis servers, not for lack of technical skills, but for lack of magic. After they heard the broadcast from that kid, they were able to get in.
In the statement released by Transfeminenomenon, they explain that many in the collective heard the kid speaking directly to them, calling them by name. The witches who heard this attempted to breach Sanguis servers once more, saying they now saw a different magical set of precautions.
Just a week ago, I would have thought this was bullshit.
Same!
Now having the skills to remove any magical barriers in their way, the Collective gained access to, and released, all the Telemeraid-related data in the Sanguis servers.
We're working our way through this data ourselves, and we'll be posting summaries of what seems relevant to our current situation for free on our Patreon.
That's right. You don't need to be subscribed. We're not going to paywall you at the end of the world.
Shocking, no one at the News for All Studios. The most pressing information received from this data leak was that Carmilla Guire lied.
That's right. It seems that the app they were insisting all Telemeraid trial participants and those exposed through tainted street drugs download and use had a magical fine print.
Christ, we sound high. It's absurd we're even talking about magical terms and conditions on an app. I mean, but here we are. The world has really changed overnight.
Tell me about it, man. I smoked some Telemeraid-tainted weed, and now I don't need any of my mobility devices.
The terms and conditions meant anyone who took Telemeraid and agreed to keep using the app would be giving their soul in small quantities at a time to someone called Ambrosio.
I know this seems unreal, but y'all, we all saw the video of that demon ripping the wings of that plane over that Texas airport.
The good news is that the magical part of the app doesn't seem to have been fully implemented. It was being developed by the same folks who run Voyeur, and with the death of the Voyeur CEO and the explosions at their influencer event, they never got to finish.
You must be taking Telemarade and have the app downloaded for the soul-sucking effect to take place. Sanguis was relying on the fact that they'd need to scan the app at their centers or participating pharmacies to receive your prescription. They assumed people wouldn't want to delete it because deleting it would mean losing access to Telemarade.
What does this mean for you? It means delete that fucking app if you got it, for one.
As soon as I read about that, I was
like... Did you stop everything and delete it?
Yes, because I'm certainly not going to stop smoking the Telemarade-laced weed that stopped my MS from progressing.
Good, you shouldn't. This isn't medical advice for our listeners, but I personally haven't stopped taking the supply I received at one of Sanguis's Telemarade centers. I don't have MS, but I haven't had a POTS episode since I started taking it.
Yes, and the Transfeminine Nomenon Collective also released data about these Sanguis Telemarade centers they have all over the world.
Yes, it seems that most are only secured with a basic camera system, like one could buy at a hardware store, and commercially available deadbolts, since they were established in such a hurry. The hacker group saw work orders for security measures at all centers to be installed, but that work seems to have ground to a halt around the same time of the attack on Camilla Guire's home. There were plans for motion detection and biometric scanners, but it seems none of that has been installed at any of the centers.
Again, not medical advice, but I think if all of us felt as healthy as a person on Telemarade feels, maybe we could do more to keep each other safe and defend ourselves.
Right! I wish more people had access to it so they could try it themselves. Personally, I'm nearly out, and I'm not looking forward to my POTS coming back.
And there's just so much unused Telemarade being stored in those Sanguis centers. So much. All around the world. Only being guarded by some basic security cameras and deadbolts. Why, if anyone who wanted to take Telemarade could have access to it.
And not have their souls sucked?
Yes. If more of us chronically ill and disabled folks could take it without consequence, well, that could really turn the tide of this fight to protect Earth.
And now, for something completely unrelated.
Yes, totally unrelated to anything we've said so far.
We have two guest experts joining us on the show today.
We have activist and security expert Bill Billman discussing how to protect your identity while protesting, from disabling or evading the most basic of cameras, like the one you'd get at the hardware store, the thwarting AI facial and gait recognition technology utilized by law enforcement.
After we talk to Bill, we're going to talk to locksmith Jake Van Elkins about the vulnerabilities of most commercially available deadbolts. Jake's been a locksmith for 33 years, and he's had to disable just about every commercially available deadbolt on the market.
Again, completely unrelated to the news at the top of the show.
Yes, we don't want anyone getting any bright ideas.
Hey friends, if you like this episode, you can thank our Patreon supporters like Jill Shambaugh, Bethany Glass, Percy, Chamberlain Foreman, Nanya B, Kate Mishigoose, Kate Genius, Chibs1012, Dave Perrell, Megan E, Carl Brooks, Natasha Neves, Gus Lutzi, Helen Clifford, B. Trostler, Sewing Seraph, Rachel Rachelson, Fintago, and Randy Lovings. Now, you all know the deal. If you want to help us out, you can tell other people about the show. And you'd be like, well, there are only, this episode 24, there are only 4 episodes left until the end of the show. Why would I need to tell people about the show? Well, because there's going to be a spinoff. And you can tell people about this show so they can be prepared for the spinoff. And you help us out. You know, we don't take paid ads. We don't pay for advertisements. So word of mouth is entirely how we grow. So for this show and info dumpies and any other shows we do,
It's all on y'all. Y'all tell people about it and you help us grow. And because you've been telling people about today's lucky winner for nearly 5 years, that's the only way we've been able to do info dumpies and to even conceptualize doing a spinoff. So it helps us, and I cannot even stress how much it helps us when you tell other people about the show or post about it in, you know, whatever groups you're in where it seems relevant. Thank you for doing that for so long, but please continue to do so. And like I said, there are only a few more episodes of the show. I am lost in this us writing on the spinoff, and we've already recorded the final episode of today's lucky winner. So I believe this is episode 24. There are 28 episodes in this season. So that's how long we have. You have until June 5th to submit your questions for the full cast Q&A that we're going to be doing. We're going to be recording that. I believe we're going to try to slap that up on YouTube also, so you can see me hurt myself with hot sauce while I answer some questions, and the rest of the cast does also. But yeah, you have some time to submit those for the Q&A. You can do that by commenting, like if you're on Spotify and there's a comment function, or you can come bug me on Instagram, or you can hop in the Discord server and there's a channel for that. Whatever you want to do, you can have questions submitted until June 5th. If you're in a place to support us monetarily, you can go to the show details to find a link to our Patreon page. There you'll find tiers with rewards at many different levels, but it includes anything we're doing now, any shows we do in the future. There will be some stuff available at whatever tiers we have. That is the one-stop shop to support everything we do here at Mixnomer. If you want to see what the cast is up to, you can look at the show details to see our social media handles and go creep us on the internets. And if you want to come hang out with us, you can go to the show details to find a link to our Discord server. I would say it's the best Discord server I'm in, and it's not just because it's the one that I'm the boss baby of. It's just a really nice, supportive Discord server. The vibes are immaculate. It's really fun. We have regular weekly stuff we do. I think tomorrow we're doing a Jackbox game night together. Yesterday we had Stitch and Bitch. Stitch and Bitch has become one of the highlights of my week. It's such a highlight that I think Taryn is actually working on Stitch and Bitch specific merch. but yeah, so if you want to come hang out with us, go to the show details. You'll find a link to our Discord server. But as I said, there's only a few more episodes of today's lucky winner left. We do have a spinoff that I cannot tell you much about because I will spoil some of the end of today's lucky winner if I tell you about it. But I hope you hang with us. I'm so excited for you to get to the end of this. We are all sobbing like babies recording the finale. And this is also me telling you that you might not want to be on a bus or at the grocery store listening to these final few episodes, because I have been yelled at for making people cry in public. So please don't yell at me. But anyway, I love you all. That's all I got for you. Until next time, try not to die.